Guelph today received the following letter in support of speed enforcement cameras. After a recent article, I want to express my support for the introduction of automated speed enforcement cameras, which are a useful tool to help Guelph reach its Vision Zero initiative. These measures, in school zones, are crucial for the safety of our community, especially our youngest members. The city had a proactive approach in announcing the speed cameras starting in May 2023, along with media coverage and neighborhood signage well in advance for their commencement in August 2023. This shows a commitment to promoting responsible driving behavior in advance. Although most of us are not used to it, the goal is to encourage better driving habits like adhering to speed limits. I believe my own neighborhood is next, as I've seen the warning signs posted for several weeks now. This situation suggests that if individuals are driving too fast or not paying attention to the posted signs, there may be a more significant issue at hand that needs consideration. Acknowledging concerns raised by residents, such as Heather Thompson's case, sheds light on the financial challenges some may face. It's essential, however, to weigh these individual challenges against the overall goal of community safety. The chosen 30 km per hour speed limit in school zones is not an arbitrary number. Research consistently shows the importance of lower speeds in reducing the severity of accidents, providing both drivers and pedestrians with crucial reaction time. Going 15 km per hour over the limit poses a substantial risk to pedestrian safety. Concerns about the delay in issuing infractions and the subsequent financial impact on residents are also valid. Residents should have the opportunity to modify their behavior and avoid accumulating multiple tickets before being notified. It's only fair. People will be unhappy about this, but I also advocate for year-round and weekend enforcement of speed limits. Children continue to use school yards and play in residential neighborhoods during non-school hours. Personal experiences this year, even while on bike, where quick reactions were needed, I prevented two potential accidents involving small children. Which, drumroll please, happened on the weekend and after school hours. Because my speed was low, I reacted on time and our interactions were overall a more positive learning experience than something traumatizing. On a related note, recent developments in Kitchener raise concerns. The City Council's decision to increase speed limits to 40 km per hour in school zones monitored by photo radar is alarming. Despite arguments that certain streets are designed for higher speeds, prioritizing the safety of our children should remain a priority. According to the Canadian Association of Road Safety Professionals, maintaining a 30 km per hour speed limit results in a 90% survival rate, compared to a 60% survival rate at 40 km per hour. This small difference in speed but larger potential impacts shows the importance of maintaining lower speeds, especially in school zones, for the well-being of our community's youngest members. As Guelph takes strides to enhance road safety, let's prioritize the safety of our children, and continue working towards creating a secure and thriving community. Andrea Bidgood, Director, Guelph Coalition for Active Transportation.